Hundreds of Marylanders can boast now about their connection with the nation's history. They've all taken a stitch in the 30-by-42-foot replica of the flag made 200 years ago by Baltimorean Mary Pickersgill. That flag inspired another Marylander, Francis Scott Key, to write what became the national anthem. One of the amateur stitchers, Representative John Sarbanes, imagined the scene.
There you are on this ship out in the Baltimore Harbor, Francis Scott Key, and you are wondering, you're anxious about not just the fate of Fort McHenry and of Baltimore, you're anxious about the fate of this young nation.
He saw more than a flag.
He's wondering, is the nation intact? Is it going to continue, or has it fallen? Remember, Washington had been burned by the British at that point. The stakes could not have been higher.
Marylanders surely recalled some of this history as they arrived at the Maryland Historical Society recently to put their own stitch in the flag, as Congressman Sarbanes did last week. Clara Murphy, one of the experts on hand to help the amateurs, says she feels the history when she walks into the flag-making room at the Society headquarters on West Monument Street.
I find it's very emotional. I find myself welling up quite a bit just thinking about it.
One of her colleagues, Mimi Dietrich, had even more reason to be emotional. She is head of the applique team, the stitchers charged with attaching the flag's 15 stars. That's how many United States there were in 1814. She feels as if she had walked for a time in Pickersgill's shoes. The challenges her colleague of 200 years ago faced must have been daunting, she said. So much flag, so little space.
It was originally made in a row house in Baltimore, and I grew up in a row house in Baltimore. I can't imagine. I just can't imagine.
The project is being supervised by Kristen Schenning, Director of Education at the Historical Society. Her logistical chore included finding the right fabric and recruiting the stitchers. They had to be good teachers as well as experienced in the art, so they could help congressmen and others.
To have so many people involved in it and participating and just wanting to be here and wanting to be a part of it is just makes it so powerful.
The goal is to have the flag completed by August 22nd. It will be presented during a ceremony at Fort McHenry on September 14th. The Army Field Band will play, and a horse-drawn caisson will deliver the star of the show, the flag. Schenning says the history, the flag, and Key give Maryland a special role in the celebration.
They call it the Forgotten War, but for all that's forgotten, it's influenced our lives as Americans in ways that, you know, few other things really have.
It was a war, a flag, and a man that said in a symbolic and enduring way what it meant to be an American. I'm Fraser Smith reporting from the Maryland Historical Society for 88.1 WYPR.